Okay, so as Purim is already next week, start talking about some of the halachot of Purim. Purim Torah, no. So one of the mitzvah that we have on Purim, Kayadua, is the mitzvah of Matanot Levyonim, that we are obligated to give money to the poor. Now, there's two basic understandings of the nature of that mitzvah. The Prichadash and others understand that the nature of the mitzvah is the same as regular tzedakah. It's just that Chazal mandated that on Purim you have to make sure to give tzedakah. Right? Normally, we don't have any obligation to give tzedakah every day. Right? We have to give tzedakah, percentages and when somebody asks and things like that. But we don't have a day that we have to give on, but the way the Pri Chadash understands it, on Purim, we're obligated to give tzedakah on that day. But besides for that, namely that it has to be done on Purim, the rules of Matanot Levyonim are similar to the rules of tzedakah. So for example, the Pri Chadash rules that if someone is poor, and therefore doesn't give tzedakah, he gets tzedakah, he doesn't have to give Matanot Levyonim either. However, the majority of Mefarshim, following the Ramban and the Ritva, say it's not true that the mitzvah of Matanot Levyonim is not simply a mitzvah to give tzedakah on Purim. It's a unique mitzvah. And the way the Ritva formulates it is that it's part of the mitzvah of Simcha. And we have a lot of mitzvot that generate joy, that generate camaraderie on Purim, whether it be the Suda, whether it be Mishloach Manot. And one of those is Matanot Levyonim. Now, there are many different implications to that distinction, but I'll just want to focus on some of them, and perhaps in the next few days we'll discuss some more. So one of the halachot by Matanot Levyonim that's unique, as the Gemara in Bava Metzia, in Chesamet Beis, says that ein midaktikin ba. We're not precise about it. Now what does it mean we're not precise about it? So Rashi says ein midaktikin ba means that while normally the halacha of tzedakah is that we try to figure out how much does this person need, and we give him that much, but we try to conserve resources that we can give to other people. On Purim, we don't start doing all these calculations. We give the person tzedakah, and if it's more than they actually need, you know, that's part of the day, which again fits with the Ritva's argument. It's not tzedakah proper. Right? If you give someone what they need, but you know, you figure out, okay, exactly how much money they need, and you sit there trying to do calculations for 10 minutes, right? They may not feel so so happy afterwards, even if they have what they need. So we give with a free hand. On the other hand, the way the Rambam understands it, based on the Yerushalmi and Megillah Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, and this is what's Nifsak and Shulchan Aruch in Tafreit Tzadi Dalet Sifkat and Gimel, is that Ein Midaktikin Ba means that we don't normally we investigate to figure out, is somebody actually an ani? Are they actually poor? But on Purim we don't do that. And the way the Mefarshim understand it, again, in light of the Ritva says, well, since the mitzvah is about creating joy, so sure, there's a special mitzvah to create joy for the poor. But if it turns out someone's not technically poor, and they don't fit the formal definition of poor, and you give them a present, meaning we also give gifts to our friends who are not poor, to Mishloach, right? We give Mishloach Manot. So on Purim, where it's about generating this happiness, we're ein medaktin kimba, we don't try to figure out, are you poor or you're not poor, we give it to them without asking too many questions. Now the Achronim divide. What exactly does that mean? Right, some Achronim, such as Reb Chaim Kanievsky, say that this is meant to be a kula, a leniency for the giver of the tzedakah. Because normally, not only are you obligated to give tzedakah, you're meant to be smart. You have to investigate and make sure that your money is going to the right places, right? You can't just say, I'll give to whoever, and I'll let myself be hoodwinked, right? You're supposed to put a little bit of effort in to make sure that your money gets the right places. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, when we say, it's a kula, that you aren't responsible to figure out whether they're honest or actually poor. Right? Normally, you are responsible, but on Purim, you're not responsible. If they ask, you're allowed to give. Other acharim, like the Birkei Yosef, say, no, it's a chumrah. Right. Normally, right, you might want to get out of it by trying to figure out are they really poor and trying to figure out exactly the standards. But on Purim, you should just give when somebody asks. Now, what if you know for sure that they don't need? So there, the way I heard it in YU, Rav Shechter used to say there was one person who everyone knew was a fraud who hung around YU. He would pretend to be a frum Jew who needed tzedakah every day of the week, and on Shabbos he would sit there in his nice clothes smoking right in front of the base medrash. He wasn't very good at hiding it. But during the week he'd wear tattered clothes and ask money from the yeshiva guys. Rav Shechter said, if you know for sure he's a liar, you don't have to give him even on Purim. And he forbade everybody from giving to this person because you're wasting your money. You could be giving it to someone who needs. Though there are some achronim who say no. It goes even farther than that, that even if you know somebody is lying, on Purim you would give him anyways. But I think that's not the consensus position. I'm not sure. One more issue that comes up, though, and this I just saw today in the Shmuel Kamenetsky Sefer on Purim, he notes that if the mitzvah is about simcha, is right about generating joy, and that's why we have sort of this free attitude that we don't figure out exactly how much we need, we give with a freer hand, we don't ask too many questions, but we give. He said, who is there simcha to? Only to the poor person themselves. But if someone comes representing an organization, so then Medaklikinba, because they're not collecting on behalf of themselves. Once they're not collecting on behalf of themselves, there is not that immediate joy because the person isn't the ani. He doesn't need it now. You're not trying to make him happy. That's already a step removed. And therefore, Shmuel Kamenetsky says, since it's based on simcha, all of this is true only if the ani himself comes to you. But if someone comes collecting for organization or collecting on behalf of other people, so then you have every right and perhaps the responsibility to look into it, because once the joy, memela, is not there because you're a step removed, so then we revert to the normal halachot of tzedakah, which requires a certain level of investigation to make sure the person in front of you needs it and requires you to look into it and figure out exactly how much you have to give.